What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Man, show for previewing that Swag Miag Challenger here in the ATL coming at August 27th. Press conference coming up here real soon. The AD himself, Kerry Davis, joins me on the show. Eddie Davis, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, boss man? Doing really well. Doing really
man,
well.
I cannot complain. It's the summertime. It's hot Atlanta. HBCU football's coming to town in week zero once more. Can't complain. Hopefully you'll start here, finish here this year, coach. And all your coaches do that for you, man.
66 days from now, man. So we're excited to start and be ready for week zero. This is our first time playing in the MEAC Swag Challenge. So we can't be excited. Can't be more excited, man.
Eddie Davis, let me ask you this, man. Across the board, your sports have been very successful, and all your sports are getting better. Your basketball, football, with Coach Scott, Coach Askew, Coach Perry getting golf off the ground. You know, you got great coaches across women's basketball as well. Talk about the success of your coaches and your teams on the Bison brand and seeing the success in all sports, from the main ones people know about and Olympic sports as well, sir.
I think success at the collegiate level starts with coaching. You know, they say in the professional level, everything, you know, comes down from the coaches, I mean, from the owners, but the players really run the sports. But at the collegiate level, those are coaching sports. You know, the Coach Sabins, the Coach K's, you know, those dynasties aren't by accident. And so one of the things that we tried to focus on is identifying the best coaches to lead our programs, right? And we looked for people who not only would be great, you know, strategically terrific on the court or on the field, but could also be leaders of young men and women. And so that, you know, so that was an important focus for us. So we spent a lot of time searching for courses. So a lot of times people said, well, dad, why it takes so long to hire your basketball coach or your softball coach or track and field coach? And I said, you know what, because we went through a long, exhaustive process to make sure that we brought in the right people who we thought were going to be able to win at Howard, and what that meant to win at Howard. Because this is not an easy place to win.
No doubt. And you know, you are the class of the MEAC, one of the five final members of the MEAC conference. So, and it's, you're the Mecca, you're in DC. All of those things add to the extra levers of coaching the Howard Bison. And to a man and woman, coaches I talked to from your underneath your own brother, they all credit you and President Frederick for what you all do for support and giving the resources they need to be successful. Talk about that piece, having administration on board with their vision and mission to be successful on and off the field or court for the young men and women that they coach every day.
You know what, that's an important point. And quite frankly, in my very first conversation that I had with Dr. Frederick, you know, and it tells you his, tells you a little bit of, about the man. I mean, he's incredibly busy. So our first conversation happened at 11 o'clock at night, right? Right. And it lasted till past midnight, right? And at the end of the day, he said two things to me. He said, one is, I want to get to the point where people don't believe athletics is a hobby at Howard. I don't see why we can't be, with our academic, with our focus on academic excellence, why we can't use our academic excellence to enhance our athletic programs. It's the same way that Duke does, the same way that Georgetown does, the same way Notre Dame does, right? High academic schools who excel at athletics, right? And I said to him, you know, I come from, you know, an Ivy League background. You know, athletics at the Ivy Leagues, at the Ivy League schools are important. And I said, if we have the administrative support, we can do that, right? We don't have to worry about, you know, I understand that Howard's not going to be able to take in students with 2.0 GPAs. I get it, right? And so that whittles down, you know, the number of people, you know, that we can you know, compete with. I get that. But right, we have a strong enough, and there are enough student athletes who want to excel in academics, right, who we could also bring in, who want to also compete athletically. And so I don't want to look to compete with the, you know, no-name state school. Right, when we're recruiting kids, and I tell our coaches all the time, we want to compete with Harvard. I want the kid to say, hey, I chose Howard over Harvard. I chose Howard over Stanford. I chose Howard over Notre Dame. That's the kids I want. Now, we're not going to win all those battles. We may only win a tenth of them, but we're going to start winning more and more as we continue winning.
No doubt. And you have the growing brand here at Howard. You know, the vice president's from Howard University, you know, and you're in D.C. So, and we're coming to Atlanta as well. Talk about expanding the footprint of the Howard Bison brand athletically and just growing it and getting more people aware of it beyond the places that we normally know where Howard is very prominent for the alumni base.
You know, that's a great point. And strategically, we wanted to see ourselves as a national brand. And I'll give you an example. I was having a conversation within our first year or two. I had just watched a documentary with Kevin Hart, right? And I didn't realize that Kevin Hart had swam, competitively in high school. So I said to this person on the staff, I said, why don't we go out and see if Kevin Hart would, you know, donate to our swimming program? We have the only HBCU swimming and diving program in the country, Division I, just swimming and diving. Why don't we see? And the person said, well, why would he ever do that? He's not an alum. I said, that's not the way I look at it. I look at it as Howard is a national brand. And every African-American or someone even of progressive nature stands on the shoulders of someone else who went to Howard. Right? I don't have to go to Howard to appreciate the impact and the importance of the Howard brand across the African-American diaspora. I didn't have to do that, right? You know, the first job I ever had, I worked for Vernon Jordan. Right. When I was an intern in college, right. Howard grad, my very first hero icon was Thurgood Marshall, Howard grad. Right. So, I stood on their shoulders, even though I didn't go to Howard. And so that's the impact and the importance of this brand. And as you said, as you look at all the areas where Howard alum are making an impact, right. Whether it's politically with people like VP Harris, whether it's in the art world with all of the actors, whether it's Chadwick Boseman or Anthony Anderson, or musically with P. Diddy, or you know, wherever you want to look, how it has its imprint, right, in our national culture, right. We have to be able to believe that and sell that, but we also have to know we're not limited to that. I'll tell you one other funny story. Dr. Frederick and I went to Notre Dame visit and met with their president and their athletic director. And while we were talking, the president said something. He said, you know, when I first got here, right, I thought that our constituency was was all Notre Dame alumni. That was our constituency. What I realized when I got here is our constituency is every Catholic in the world. And that was impactful. That was an aha moment, because that's the same way I look at Howard. Our constituency is not just our Howard alum. Our constituency is every African American in the world, right? Every person who has a progressive mindset in the world, that's our constituency. So that's the importance of this brand.
And AD Davis, I'm asking this, man, how do you go about fundraising and internally to raise money through the endowments and things of that nature, sponsorships, but also externally raising money for the programs as well? Because I know going to Tennessee State, that was one of the struggles we had was bringing in money from beyond the state, what the state, little state gives us. So, but you all are a private university and can do a little bit more about that state restriction per se. So how do you go about fundraising internally and externally to make sure your programs are properly funded and can do the things like grow your golf program and Steph Curry's helping with right now, once his donation ends, how to keep those things going at a level without them taking a dip back?
You know, that's a great question, great point. You know, Howard has, I think by far the largest endowment of any HBCU in the country, but it doesn't compare at all. So if our endowment is close to not 10 figures, right, you know, Yale and Harvard's, right, or 20 times that, 30 times that, right? So we know we have a long way to go from a fundraising and endowment standpoint. And you raise the Steph Curry part. So as you know, for your audience, you know, Steph Curry gave the university a significant gift in order to start the golf program, and that gift basically funds the program for the first 5 years of the program. But just as importantly, right, the important thing about that Steph Curry agreement was he agreed to also help us raise money to endow the program ad infinitum. So as much as his initial contribution meant to the program, it was also his commitment to say, hey, I'm going to connect you with my network of people, right? Whether it was Callaway or Workday or Under Armour or, you know, what the network of people that I do business with, I'm going to connect you with them, right? So that we can also sell them on the idea of the importance of having a Division I nationally ranked minority golf team. And we're not there yet. We're not a nationally ranked team yet, but I tell you what, boss man, right? You give us three more years with this program, with Coach Perrier, right? We're going to be a top 25 program. People are going to laugh at me now, but I'm telling you right now, that's where we're headed, right? And we're doing that based on having the resources, right, that are being provided by people like a Steph and other people in his world that want to be connected to Steph, and so therefore they're connected to us.
Another quick story for you. Coach Perrier went to TSU with my mother. They know each other, which is so another connection that you know that he and Dr. Greg Carr was in class with my mother and Coach Perrier as well back in the day. So it's odd seeing all those people at Howard who my mother knew and who knew me as a yay high knucklehead running around Tennessee State's campus.
Right. There you go. Yeah, no, and he's a proud TSU graduate too. Don't get me wrong. He tells me that all the time.
Yes, indeed. Now, AD Davis, we have a new thing in college sports with the NIL, and how you gonna go about using that, building a collective, using the NIL piece to help your athletes and come to Howard, using DC and the DMV area as leverage to get those athletes deals to help them outside of their Austin funds and their scholarship money?
That's another great question. So we, NIL has been somewhat of a, first of all, huge advocate for students being able to benefit off their name, image, and likeness. I was never a proponent of the universities paying students, right? Because I think that that would create additional gaps between the haves and the have-nots, right? You know, that it's already a huge gap between us and Alabama and football. I don't need them to pay every, you know, and quite frankly, most of our athletic programs at mid-level schools operate in the red, right? So, you know, it's, you know, now you're only adding more red if you have to pay students, right? So, but I absolutely believe the student athletes should be able to benefit from their name, image, and likeness. And one of the things that we sell our students on is look at the opportunities we think we can support you with, right, as you develop your own personal brand, right? So, and that's what's important in the NIL space. Let's face it, you know, yes, the quarterback, whoever the quarterback is for Oklahoma or Alabama or USC, they're going to get paid, you know, millions of dollars just because they're that quarterback. We don't even need to know their name, right? You know, they're going to have, yes, you know, they're the quarterback at Alabama. Boom, there's your seven figures. But our athletes aren't going to have that same opportunity. Quarterback at, you know, just because you're the quarterback at Howard does not mean that somebody's going to write you a check for $1 million. So therefore, how do you grow your brand, right? Well, we think strategically we can work with our young people to do just that, right? Taking advantage of the fact that Howard has a national brand that they can work off of. Take advantage of the fact, as you said, that we're in the Mecca, we're in DC, right? Take advantage of the fact that we have one of the more powerful alumni networks of any school. I'll put Howard's alumni network up against any school. Take advantage of all of those things, right? And see what opportunities you have to grow your brand, grow your social media impact, if you will. And we think that can be a huge tool, right? Not just for us from a recruiting standpoint, right? But also for us in terms of the development standpoint, as our young people learn how to be entrepreneurs that will help them going forward in the workplace, whatever they're gonna do after Howard, right? So NIL is an important space to us. You know, we're going to be providing our student athletes with education to support them with regard to financial literacy, how to do your taxes, but most importantly, right, how do you build your brand so you can be your own entrepreneur that you can benefit from multi layers of income. And so that's our strategy.
I got two more for you, AD Davis. So one of them is about how, especially in football and basketball, how you all just schedule with purpose and intent certain events like playing Morehouse in New Jersey or playing Notre Dame on MLK Day or having these different events that make sense for the Howard brand to accentuate the brand of Howard. Talk about how you partner with your coaches to and have these great ideas to think outside the box to promote the brand even more.
That's exactly part of our strategy. How do we build big events? You know, when we started 7 years ago, one of the very first ideas we had in our first year was building that Martin Luther King game, right? And doing a game on Martin Luther King Monday, his birth, you know, and we invited Harvard to play us. Harvard had not played at Howard, right, in basketball or football, right? And that was part of our strategy. Again, we want to be who we say we are. We want to align ourselves with the top academic institutions in the country, right? So it was important to play Harvard. Then we played Yale. And once that game grew to the point where now, okay, we can go out and attract a national brand such as Notre Dame, what follows behind that? Television exposure, money, right? Opportunity. So we're, you know, that game was broadcast on Fox Network, not even FS1, right? You know, to seven-figure viewers. Those things for us, again, helps educate the audience about the brand of Howard, right? And there's still a lot of people who don't, you know, you'd be surprised how many places I go or we go where people don't really know Howard. When we went out and played Gonzaga in basketball, where they were number one in the country. And I was sitting there pregame and talking with their coach, and a number of alumni and boosters walked up to him to say hello, and he introduced me. And they all said, "Where is Howard? And is, you know, was that Division One? That Division Two?" They had no idea, you know, where Howard was. Getting those types of national exposure, we are allowed that we start to be able to tell our story. So when I tell them, well, you know what, the vice president of the United States graduated from Howard. You know, like, I don't know any presidents or VPs who graduated from Gonzaga. No disrespect. Yes. We're able to, you know, tell them, hey, we've had a Supreme Court justice. We, you know, yeah, you know that guy who played in, that movie or whatever. Yeah, he was Howard too, right? Or the person on Blackish. Yeah, he's Howard too. You know, we're able to relate our story once we get an opportunity to be on those kinds of platforms. And that was really important to us. And so, like you said, we got the MEAC SWAT Challenge coming up in August, which will be another opportunity to tell our story. It'll be on ESPN, and I'm sure the announcers for that game will tell the story of Howard and it's important in the Black, its importance in the Black culture. Right? But then we have the New York Classic, and you know, last year we did the All-Star Game. The first HBCU inaugural All-Star Game in basketball. We did that as well. That was on three networks at the same time. Boss man, I came from the television world. I used to work for HBO, right? I've never seen a live of sports event that was on ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV all at the same time.
Wow.
Come on, man. Come on, right? That's how you grow your brand. That's how you connect yourselves to corporate entities who want to do business with you, right? Begin to tell them that story. I don't want you to have diversity to do us a favor, right? I want you to have diversity because it's going to make economic sense for you.
No doubt. Last one for you, AD Davis. Let's talk about the connection between the Howard Bison and City of Atlanta.
So, you know, I think that, you know, Howard has a huge alumni base in Atlanta, right? And when you think about it, right now, and no disrespect to, you know, this city, D.C., or where I'm from, I'm a native New Yorker, probably hear it in my New York accent every now and then, right? But Atlanta is probably the Black capital of the world right now, when you really think of it. You know, look, the entertainment business is, you know, between, you know, Tyler Perry's studios, right? And, you know, when I used to be an attorney in the music business, LaFace Records, and, you know, was based down in LA, and Babyface based down in Atlanta. And I'm sure they're still doing their thing. And, it's probably now the entertainment capital and business capital of Black America, and so we're excited to be part and to be part of an opportunity to tell our story amongst that culture, you know, and that's important for us. You know, the former mayor of Atlanta is Kasim was a Howard graduate. Right. And, you know, we feel that there's a strong connection between Howard and Atlanta, and we're looking forward to showcasing our football team. And it's going to be tough. Don't get me wrong. Alabama, it's going to be a tough game. But, you know, we're excited, looking forward to the opportunity to showcase our football team and the progress we've made, not just as a team, but also as an athletic department. In front of what we know is going to be a knowledgeable audience.
Well, I look forward to having you guys down here, AD Davis. I'll give you my number offline so we can stay in contact as well. So when you come to town, you and Derek and the guys, we could go out and have some dinner before that big game on that Saturday, man, because it's going to be a crazy weekend down here in ATL for sure.
I'm excited about it, man. So I'm looking forward to it. Please do. Please do.
Thank you so much. This was fun, man. We'll do this again real soon, AD Davis.
Thank you, boss, man.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. What's up, family? Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first to market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.